just inches. We gotta just find a ways to win, and right now we're just not bearing down in the critical situations, and I think that's what's costing us. But as you said, we're right in the games, and we just gotta find a way. Yeah. It is. I mean, we just got to find a way somehow to, you know, get that puck in the net. I mean, Pav's been great for us, but it's a tough time when you score one or two goals a game to win hockey games. So, we just got to go back to the drawing board here and figure out what we did right in those games that we won.
Can you tell us about the shorthanded goal? Iowa started third period.
Right? Yeah. It was kind of a breakout coming up the ice, and the puck ended up hitting Chase's the back of his skate, and it was just an unlucky break, and went back, and unfortunately they were able to score, and that was obviously a huge momentum swing, but we were still in the game, so that was no excuses, and we still got to find a way after that.
Was it, did Staluk have your number today, or was it just a matter of not getting the bounces?
I thought we had a lot of outside shots more than quality shots. Like, the chances, we didn't really have many, like, grade A scoring chances, like, right in the slot, so when those shots are coming from the outside, it's pretty easy, and I didn't think we generated much traffic either.
The one goal you did score today was a great power play goal served by you to Connor to delay and then a great feed over to DeSalvo. I guess that kind of goal, is that what you sort of didn't do the rest of the game, the good puck movement?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that power play was just hounding on pucks and moving pucks up top to the flanks, and great play by Chase there to find DeSalvo, and that's what we got to build off on the power play, and it starts